Blog Talk Radio.
Stand up,
or stand up for your rights. We are here this day to get up and stand up and declare to the world that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's why Paul said in Philippians, wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We lift him up, we exalt him, and we join with the writer, David, when he wrote Psalms 121. He said, I will lift up mine eyes up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which maketh heaven and earth. Oh, man, it brings back over into Isaiah 53, verse 4, where it says, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. Tells me that our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed today. By the stripes, that was cast upon Jesus Christ. You can claim divine healing in the name of Jesus Christ, because it never fails. Now we join with the writer that says, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. It was the English sailor, John Newton, when he was coming back to the middle passage, and he hears the slave in their depression. They were singing this song, Amazing Grace, how sweet a sound that saved a wretch like me. Today, we are still singing Amazing Grace. What I just said, it was grace that brought me safe as far, and it's grace that will lead me home. Wherever you are, this is the Redemption Show with Pastor Cameron. And we just give God praise and honor and glory for his goodness and his blessing and his mercy. Remember, we have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. You are listening to the Redemption Show, and God has chosen us to carry this mandate, to declare St. Matthew 28, going to all the world and preach this gospel. And Lord, I'm going to be with you always, even to the end of the world. We know that we are serving a true and living God. There is none like him. His name is Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah.
Yes. Awesome.
Talking about?
I think
cocoa bread.
Yes, Pastor David is in Maypen. He's in Maypen, and I'm sure he's with her crew. The man, they did a wonderful job last week. He's an honor and glory.
Is it Pastor David tuning in now?
Yes, this is Nobla David. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. And how are you
good.
Doing there?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me clearly?
Loud and clear.
Oh, great, great, great.
Welcome to CRS Radio. For the benefit of our listener, we're speaking with Pastor David.
Yes, Noblet Davis, all the way in Maypen. I totally was trying to get home on time, but I know that I can always reach you anywhere I am. So I'm happy to be speaking with you, Reverend Cameron.
Yes, we are on the line, man. We're giving God thanks. And you know, you just have to tell the people what happened last week. I tell you, it was truly amazing. God is good.
He is awesome. He is awesome. Last week was just something out of the world. It cannot be measured. It was just a blessing to serve, and I can't believe the way it turned out. We served over 1,000 people in 4 days. We were able to assist people that were badly in need of medical help and dental help. And the team left Jamaica. They are already gone. I'm still here in Jamaica, but they left here elated. They are just so happy of what happened, of all that was carried through last week. And believe me, they're already making plans for next year. But we were just delighted to serve the people in need and to take care of their dental needs and all the other needs. And even to tour the Chapelton Hospital where we donated some beds there, it was just amazing the way God really helped us and to do it and carry through. And it actually seemed seamless. You know, we did it actually seamlessly. That's how we felt. And I know it was just your prayers and everyone praying for us that made it so effortless to complete this year's medical mission. So it was a blessing in disguise.
Awesome. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's amazing what Dr. Davis and your team have done. I mean, I have visited some of the hospital, and I know it was well received what you and your team has achieved last week.
Yes, we were happy to see the, you know, people that really needed the help. They turned out, and we did some minor procedures, remove a couple cysts and drain a couple abscesses. But minor procedures, you know, were done, and we're just happy that the people left the premises of the Evelyn Mitchell Infant School feeling that they got the help they need. You know, the help they need, they came to get, they got it, and everyone left there really, really happy. We are looking forward next year to even extend the services. We're gonna try and get a ophthalmologist to come with us. But it was just awesome. It was our first year doing the dentistry, and we did over 50 cleaning and over 100 extractions. So it was just amazing the way things turned out, and we're hopeful and hoping that next year will even be a greater, better year.
Wow, that is amazing. Over 100 extractions, 50 fillings. Wow, that's unheard of.
Yep. And believe me, we did not expect, it's our first time being dentists, so we did not expect it to go so smoothly. But it worked out pretty well, and I'm pretty sure if we come equipped with more dental nurses and more dental hygienists and dentists, we can treat over 300-400 people, because if we had one or two more days, the need is there. There are people that need dental care. So we want to do much more. As much as we can help, we're going to help. We're looking forward to helping the Chapelton Hospital too, because they're in a dire need. So wherever the need is, we're going to try to fulfill them. You know, we're going to try to fill them as the years go by. So you just keep me in your prayers at all times, and believe me, if I have this, I know that I have the support of the team. And also my family. You know? So we can only go forward. We're not going backwards. So we're going to be working hard to fulfill all the needs and try to, you know, to close up some of the gaps that are there. That's what we're going to be doing.
That is so good. And Dr. Davis, on your record, you have any idea how far people travel from to attend the surgery?
Yeah, to came to the medical mission last week. We had people coming from Hanover. We had one or two people from St. Thomas, Kingston. St. Anne's Bay. So we had people coming from four or five different parishes, St. Catherine. You know, we had people coming from all over. And they're coming because they heard we were doing echocardiograms that cost so much money here. They heard we were doing EKGs, they were doing lab work, and they were getting the results right then and there. So they traveled far just to come, and we actually gave about, some people got 6 months' worth of medication, some people got up to 3 months' worth of medication. So they found their way to Brandon Hill, our little town right behind the Bullet Mountain. I can't believe it, Reverend Cameron, but people found their way all the way up there.
We did our best to get them in the air. Remember, we talk about it on the Rise and Shine Devotion. You know, it was all over. We did our best to get them in there.
Yes, to get it out there. Yes, and believe me, Barrelman also worked on getting out there, and everyone was. Most people heard about it, and they traveled. The person who came from Annover said someone from New York told them about it. So, you know, Carl D. Maxey in New York, he had it on the radio. A couple of people had it on there, all over on Facebook. So people heard about it, and they know that we came. With the intention to help. So they found us. They did find us, and I'm just so glad that they left there happy. We were able to complete, you know, the task we set out to do. So I'm happy for that.
Yes, because remember, this is your second time on the Redemption Show. The first time, 3 months ago, we spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did. We did do some follow-up work on it.
Yes, we did speak a couple months ago, and it's always a pleasure coming onto the Redemption Show. I really like talking with you, knowing that we're all from the same place, grew up together, right? So it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure at all times. So every now and then, just remind me to touch base with the Redemption Show, and I will definitely do that.
Thank you.
Yes, and when you get back to New York, spread the word about the Redemption Show and the Rise and Shine Devotion.
Of course I will. You know, it's good hearing you and hearing you on the radio, and I will definitely spread the word. So you can be out on all the wavelengths out there, you know? I'll spread the word.
Thank you very much, Dr. Davis. We're so proud of the work that you and your team, you know, go out and you have done. You could be home relaxing, but, you know, we have good Samaritans like you and your team that really make a difference in the lives of so much vulnerable people who could not afford, you know, those medical costs.
Yeah, you know what? When you're placed to do certain things, and you know something is placed on you, you just have to follow through and do what's placed in your heart. You know, and no matter the challenges, no matter what comes, we feel like we still have to do what's placed. You know, what we were sent here to do. And honestly, I enjoy doing it. I enjoy serving because. Well, that's the only reason we were placed on this earth. So a lot of people don't think that way, but I think we were only placed here to serve each other. You know, you help me, I help you, and that's how our life should be until we say bye-bye to this world. So I'll continue serving, and I'm not looking for anything in return because I'm just doing the will of God. That's what I was placed here to do, and I'll continue doing it. As long as I have the support and the help to do it. So again, I thank you for your continued prayer and your continued support, and we'll continue to work together to help the community, and we just take it a day at a time, right, and keep going.
Yes, thank you. And while you're on the radio, Dr. Davis, is there anyone you'd like to send greetings to?
I always send my love to my team, as usual, my team, and also to my family, both here in Jamaica and abroad. Just want them to know I love them. And all my friends, you know, I always want to hail up the community of Brandon Hills, you know. So, again, it's always love, one love, one art, you know, coming from me, Navlet David. Also to my husband is also listening in. So to my supporter, my champion, he's everything to me, Paul Buckner. I go by the name Davis because that's my dad's name. It's really Davis Buckner. But to my darling husband, my three girls who are always supporting me, I really, really appreciate the love and support that they give me from day to day. They encourage me to keep pushing. you know, my husband has been so instrumental in making everything happen. So I just want to say a big, big thank you to him. And, you know, sometimes when I'm telling you that you're not tired, you need to rest. But he's constantly pushing, you know, constantly working along with me. So I just want to hail up my husband, Paul Buckner. You know, we were high school sweethearts, you know, so we're stuck together for the rest of our lives. So I just want to big him up at all times.
Yes, big him up from all Jamaicans from around the globe. Yes, wonderful man. So behind a great man, there's a great woman.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. And you take care of yourself. And, you know, you can always reach me by phone, and we will be speaking. All right? So
thank you.
You take care until we talk again, unless you have more questions for me.
No, thank you, Dr. David. We appreciate the work that you're doing. On behalf of Jamaicans from around the globe, you're doing a great, great job. And as you mention your husband and children who support you so well and your team. We just want to big up everyone that made last week in a project such a great success, you know, serving the community.
Yes.
But,
Saturday night,
I never know that you were such a party animal. You should talk about that.
You mean
yes,
I
told you, man, I was so amazed. You really enjoy yourself. By the way, that fun day and that concert that Brennan Eli tell you, it was awesome. And Dr. Davis was there. I saw her.
Yes, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I had so much fun. Both of us was beside each other dancing, you know. So once we danced, I know you were dancing in the spirit, boy. Let me tell you, that was an awesome show. You know, I'm just sorry I had to leave right before it ended, but it was really beautiful. Anytime they put on those shows, I want to be available to help and to be there. It was really an amazing concert. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. So we have to tell Maxine and her team, Maxine Pinnock, we have to really congratulate her for a job well done also. She did an awesome job.
It was really awesome. It was really awesome. And we just give God the glory. Maxine says she will be doing it next year again. So we're just looking forward to that.
Oh, awesome. That's good. Maybe she'll coordinate it again with the medical mission and we'll do it then.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Brandon is looking forward to it. And you know, we just keep on supporting. We just keep on supporting you guys. It's just great to be able to be on board with you guys to support you in the best way that we can. And we just give God all the glory and the praise, you know, because truly, as the Apostle Paul says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And as long as we depend upon God for his guidance and you know, as Solomon said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path.
He will direct our path, yes. Yes. And that phrase, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That phrase, I teach it to my kids. My middle one has it right over her bed. You know, so everyone should know that if you just trust in God, you can do anything. Nothing is impossible. Not one thing. No matter where you're from, no matter how poor you are, nothing is impossible. Just as long as you have Christ as the head of your life, just know that you can achieve the impossible. And that I know for a fact, because that's what happened to me. My life is not, it's not no buck up, as they would say. It's my life is ordained by God himself. And I can make it do so much. I know everyone can do it. So you just have to trust God. And once you trust God, you will achieve anything that you set out to do. You're achieving.
Absolutely. They say whatever the mind of man conceive and believe, it can be achieved.
That's right, Reverend. Yeah, so you take care. I'm going to drive up to the hills now, and then we'll talk, you know?
Okay, well, good. Thank you for tuning in. Okay,
we'll go back next time, yes. And remember, every day above ground is a good one, right?
Amen. Amen to that.
Amen. All right, I thank you, too.
And God bless.
Yes, Dr. Davis, take care, and we'll be in touch.
Yeah.
Yes, we will. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
This is the Redemption Show. And we give God praise and honor and glory for his goodness and for his blessing and for his mercy. Truly, the God that we serve is amazing. And all we have to do, as the wise man Solomon says, acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our path.
That was awesome from Dr. Davis and her theme. You know, that's wonderful, though. Just for the dental alone, and it was dental is a new thing. I mean, that's extraordinary.
This year was the first time that they fell on board, and it was a success, as she said. 50 cleaning, 100 extraction. That's a lot, man. For 2 days.
Wow. That is so good. And I'm going to just pray, you know, pray a blessing upon that ministry. Because, I mean, you know, that's unheard of. That's not something that... And I hope the news will pick up on that and, you know, share, encourage her because on her team. Because Jamaica need all the support they can get. We've been into areas and say, the really needs of the people.
Yes, we have to just keep on praying and trusting in God. And as long as we do that, then everything will fall into place.
Okay.
Is Dr. Jay in the house?
Not yet. She's not in the house yet. I think she's listening online.
Is Carmen in the house?
No, they're calling. They're listening online. I could take a break. Take a short break, okay? Okay. This show is brought to us by Nurse Mentor Healthcare Service. So.
Nurse Mentors Healthcare Services is now recruiting healthcare professionals, RNs, LPNs, CNAs, and home health aides. We provide 24/7 staffing and in-home care throughout the state of Florida. Call us now at 954-496-2112 or 954-328-3191. We work hand-in-hand with our patients, doctors, and family members to meet our patients' needs. All our staff members are licensed, bonded, and insured. Please visit us at 6151 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Call us today, 954-496-2112 or 954-328-3191. Again, 954-496-2112 or 954-328-3191.
Welcome back, sir. Welcome back, Redemption Show. Pastor Ron Cameron, is there, sir?
Yeah, man, I am here, man, at the foot of the Bullet Mountain, man. Still trusting in God always. Never give up. He never failed because as my introduction text was, I am come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
Yes. Okay. So tell us about the cricket and everything and the what is going happening in Clarendon and in Jamaica.
Yes, the government is working on the so-called designated zones. And, they have been awarded the money that they so needed to fight this crime monster. You know, and we just have to just pray. You know, it really needs divine intervention. But as the scripture says, with God, all things are possible. You know, the University of the West Indies has decided to award the Honorable Portia Simpson Miller with the doctorate, honorary doctorate. So she will now be referred to as Dr. Portia Simpson Miller, you know. So those are something that the conference, it's good to see that, you know, our years of service in politics and our contribution to Jamaican politics has, you know, has been viewed in such a way that the University of the West Indies has decided to give her an honorary doctorate.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Well, in terms of sports, most primary schools are on holiday. You know, we just had graduation and all type of stuff. So most primary schools are on holiday. So in terms of sports, nothing much is happening. But
right.
We continue to, you know, we just continue to look forward to the new season coming up in September. Because we know that we're going to be back on the pathway, blazing the trail as we used to, you know. So that's basically in terms of sports and stuff like that.
Right. Okay. Not my computer.
But I must report about a crusade that took place in Redlands, at Redlands Full Gospel. You know, so many miracles took place. You know, sign and wonders. We see, you know, people getting delivered, people getting healed. You know, over 30 souls gave their life to the Lord, and we're just excited about it. As a matter of fact, Sunday we'll be having next week Sunday we'll be having a baptism. You know,
wow.
So we continue to trust God, because you see what happened. The newspaper won't report this, but did you know in the same Redlands where we spent 2 weeks, where we had 2 weeks of crusade, finishing last week Friday night, the same Redlands,
yeah,
the Gleaner came through, and the TVJ and all the big news media, they came through. You know what they reported about was rats. Redland is infested with rats. You should hear on the news how Clarendon is being infested with rats. And this happened because of the poor garbage collection that is taking place in our island. But the news media, we spent 2 weeks in the same Redlands, winning souls for Christ. And the news media wouldn't report it. But they came through in the same week. And all they reported was that Redlands is infested with rats. So we
wow.
have to let the people know that good things are happening in Clarendon.
Mm-hmm.
Good things are happening
in
Clarendon. Souls are getting saved in Clarendon. Souls are accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Souls are getting delivered from the powers of darkness. But
awesome.
the mainstream media, they keep away from that. But I'm here to declare that we are come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
Let man
know that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Okay. Let's go back a little to the crime rate and what they are putting in place. They are putting measures in place to combat crime. And let's welcome Jacqueline also on the line. Jacqueline, you're there.
Greetings.
Can
you hear?
Going? Yes.
Yes, can you hear? Yes, greetings.
Greetings,
Pastor Cameron.
Come on, this is your camera. Keep that in.
Okay.
This is that all right, right?
It's All right. Doing okay. Right. Boss, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here.
Yeah, Jacqueline, we'll just say greetings. We have her on the line. Also, but I was referring to the crime, and you're saying they're taking measures now to put trash out a system where they have the area zone commanders. Yes, is that true?
Yes, there are several crime zones which the military is a joint thing. It's not just the police alone will be there. It's a joint effort between the military and the police, and they have designated certain areas that they will go into, and it's not just like a one-time thing. They intend to, when the crime rate is down, other groups will be coming into the same area and the same zones that they have designated, and then you will do social intervention and all those type of stuff. So it's not just a crime situation alone. They're moving in to change the face of the community. But right now it's bad. I mean, for this week, the member of parliament for Kingston and St. Andrew, you know, was like giving up on the place. He was saying the place is under siege from gunmen. We see we're up in Denham Town, where Mr. Siaga was lamenting of the state of the place that he has toiled so hard for. The police are saying barrage of shots are firing every night and stuff like that. So we are yet to see the success of these measures. But you know, we are people of faith. We are people of faith. We trust in God, and if we continue to pray and with the measures that the government is putting in, we are expecting to see results.
Okay, I know you're not the right person to answer the question, but I'll just pose it anyhow. What took the government so long to put the army in with the police? What do you think?
I don't know if it's a bureaucratic thing with the minister, because remember the Minister of Security both controls the army and the police. He controls both of them, but I don't know. It takes a while for there to be this, and then the perception too. The army, they're saying our army is not trained to police, and the police is not trained to be the army. You know, like it's two different things. You know, so that is also some of the complication and just misunderstanding from the people of both the roles that both parties played.
Okay, and my other question too, what are they putting in place to stop the stream of the gun and the ammunition that's coming through? Because that clearly that's a major problem. They putting in the army and the police in the community to police the community.
Our country has so many open borders, right around Jamaica is water. So there's entrance at almost every parish, and they're saying with the amount of armed resources that they have, they cannot patrol every point of entry. So you see, at one point, the criminals show up in St. Elizabeth. Men from 80 just come up on the beach, and they are coming from 80. And those are the things that is affecting us, because what happened is that they're bringing the guns and the ammunition from these places, and then they go out because the police is saying they cannot patrol every border from Negril Point to Moran Point. It's just physically impossible. It's impossible because we do not have the resources. It was just this week the Prime Minister approved an extra $2 billion for the security forces. Because, you know, they are lacking in vehicles, they are lacking in so many things. They are locking in uniform, bulletproof vests, all type of things they are locking in. So the government just approved an extra $2 billion for the security forces. And that is been designated for the zones that they are doing. But the security force, one of the biggest impediments to them is funding. Funding is affecting them. They need more resources.
Right. So they lack the resources. They have, okay. I see. Okay. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else on the agenda?
Well, you know, we have to. We want to discuss about the history of some more history of our parish itself, because we keep on looking for that and try to divulge in the history of Jamaica and the history of our parish, you know, because as I always emphasize, you know, Clarendon has really, really produced some great, and we are just giving God praise for his goodness and for his blessing and for his mercy. One school that I want to really speak about is the Kellett High School. You know, because they are doing exceptionally well, and the reason why I speak about this is that I am now a part of the board of governors of the Kellett High School, and you know we are doing our best to let the school go forward, because I was at the school up to this week, and this used to be a school where people used to shy away, take away their kids from. No, Kellett High School do not have enough space to accommodate the people that want to come to Kellett. And it's a big improvement. And I am really going to be highlighting the school and to let people know that good things are happening in Clarendon. You don't have to let your kid go to Westwood or go to, you know, those top schools in town, Calabar or whatever. They can come right to the Kellett High School. I mean, I expect Kellett High School to be rivaling my alma mater, Clarendon College, very soon. So you know that it is making rapid improvement. And as I talk about Clarendon College will be celebrating their 75th anniversary this Sunday at Stuart Hall in Clarendon College. It was Clarendon College who was started by a man by the name of Reverend Lester Davy in the 40s. You know, so Clarendon College has come a long way now to be celebrating 75 years. And on Sunday the 23rd of July at 10 a.m., there will be a prayer service at Stuart Hall in Clarendon College.
To celebrate that, commemorate the 75 years.
The 75 year of the school that was started by a pastor by the name of Reverend Lester Davy. And when he started that school in the 40s, he said, by the grace of God, he's going to light a beacon in Clarendon that will never go out. And today...
Wow.
And today, by the grace of God, 75, because just as you need to know that just as Reverend Lester Davis started the school, he died in a train crash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, when he started Clarendon College in the 40s, I think about 2 weeks into the school starting up, he died. And the people of Chapleton gathered around and said, listen, we cannot let this thing go. And 75 years later, Clarendon College has produced over 2,000 doctors, lawyers, pastors, teacher, nurse, you name it, all come out of Clarendon College. And we can give God glory to know that we are truly experiencing the grace of Almighty God. So on Sunday, our road leads to Stuart Hall, where we're going to be lifting up the name of Jesus, giving God thanks for his goodness and for his blessing and for his mercy for these 75 years.
Wow. Of Clarendon College.
Right.
That is awesome. That is wonderful. Okay. Any other thing on the agenda before you go?
Well, that's about it for Red.
Okay.
I'm heading to Kingston right now.
Wow, okay.
I am heading into Kingston. I was hoping to hear from Dr. J, man. I'm Marcia, how are you doing?
Jacqueline is on.
Jacqueline, how are you doing?
Awesome. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Always, where are you? California?
Yes, sir. Sunny
yes,
California.
We're here in Jamaica. We're just giving God thanks. Thanks for his goodness and for his blessing. And by the way, Pastor Ben, that show that took place in New York, where I think it was Busy Signal, was treated unkindly. I mean, somebody should stand up, man. I mean, how could they put on R. Kelly? R. Kelly working his time and Busy Signal was not allowed to work because he had to accommodate R. Kelly. And this was Busy Signal for, I think the show name, Grooving in the Park. It was Grooving in the Park. It happened in New York. And R. Kelly was put on the cut short Busy Signal performance, the time for his performance. And these are the things I think, you know, we need a voice that can stand up and speak about these things, because that's injustice to our Jamaican artists.
Yes. It is. I wasn't following it, so I don't know much.
It was big on the news out here. That's why it was big on the news out here because Busy Signal, you know, he was very cut up about it, and they were saying that, you know, just to accommodate R. Kelly. I mean, this was Busy Signal first stage show in back in the U.S. for such a long time, you know, and he was booked for Grooving in the Park, booked at a certain time. But the organizers of the show, you know, you are familiar with stage show, you know, stage show run, they run behind time. I am saying they should now let, just like Busy Signal have a time to perform, let R. Kelly have to wait or whatever, but let the man perform. Why should he be the scapegoat for the tardiness of the promoters? And I think that's unfair, and you know, I think somebody needs to speak up about it.
Yes, definitely. We're sure then. Okay.
But we just continue to trust the Lord for his goodness and as Esther said, we have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. You know, and I'm calling upon Christians to continue to pray for Jamaica, land we love. Because as I said, we are at July, and already 700 and odd murders have been recorded by the police.
Mm-hmm.
We are in July. You know, we're not even gone 200 days yet. And over 700 murders has been committed already. So we have to continue to pray.
Yes.
So the writer says in Chronicles, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves seek my face and pray, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land. I was watching the news last week when a senator in parliament is saying Jamaica needs to turn to Jesus, so they are slowly getting the answers. She's saying publicly, she was saying it in parliament, that Jamaica need to turn to Jesus. And when you hear politicians talking that way, we know that they are getting the message. We have to just keep on preaching. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Pastor Den, I am going to close out, and I hope you enjoy your weekend and continue to trust in the Lord for his goodness and for his blessing and for his mercy. Keep on praying for us. We intend to take this gospel of Jesus Christ all over. Paul said, we are not ashamed. We're going to take it all over. And we're having a time in Redlands. Sunday will be baptism. Monday will be our rally. And we're just going to trust God for his continuous blessing and for his mercy. And we say, to God be the glory, great things he has done.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you, and to our listeners around the globe who are tuning in for the Redemption Show. Thank you, and God bless. And next week we start at 8 o'clock.
Yes, sir, no problem.
Okay, so God bless. One love, walk good.
Take care, yeah. God bless. Love you guys.
God bless. God bless. Thank you.